It is our transfer game, our last one. It's the one that's going to be released closest to the time in which it's recorded. So we're doing this on Friday. We're in the Farmers Arms. I've got Dan Austin, Ian Ryan and John Gibbons, three of them, to work this one out. And because it is close to the time in which the game is recorded, by the way, John Furlong for creating the game, Steve Davis for pulling the fees and the money, Liam Fasting and Sarah Smith for doing some background work for me as well. The way it was that you all got $125 million to spend. But Alexis McAllister was down at 57 on the game. I'm going to be generous and go with the Fabrizio Romano version of events and say you've only spent 35 million on him, gents. Ian, well done on that deal, mate.
Thanks very much. I put a lot of effort in, to be fair. So, yeah, 35 feels like an absolute bonus.
Yeah.
You do well in Miami. You own fucking Venice Beach just benching people walking past that.
Yeah, he just makes it happen. He just makes it happen. So that's boxed off there. Ian Ryan sorted that for you, so you can move yourselves along on that one. It's always got to be a plausible amount of work that we can get in the summer in terms of ins and outs. Got to be able to do it with your time. But the club are saying they are going to be busy. Also, you've got to worry about whether or not you're going to put noses out of joint if you brought anyone in on higher pay than anyone else apart from Salah. I've done the wages as units. Basically, Van Dijk's a 10 and Salah's a 12, and it all works backwards from there. So anyone who's coming in on a 12 is on more than Van Dijk. It doesn't necessarily mean they're on more than Salah, but it means they're on more than Van Dijk, which is more than anyone else in the squad. Apart from Salah, your first thing, though, is Trent Alexander-Arnold's contract. He has to have parity with Salah in terms of units, i.e. he will be on more than Van Dijk, but probably less than Salah. Because you've put McAllister in, you're now on 186 units of salary. For everyone else, it was 176. You're now 186. You can't go beyond 205. Extending Trent extends you to 190. Are you going to extend Trent?
Yes. Yeah, yes, we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, passed on the nod on that one. Excellent stuff. So Trent is extended, so you've now got 190 units of salary. And now we're going to roll the dice. It's very sunny, so make sure you can see it. So there's the dice. Oh, and but you've got my sudden amount of my phone because it's by the recorder. I'll whack it over there. So the first dice roll, we press roll, and it's the first player, which is Kelleher. So you've got your offer for Kelleher is 11 million. It could have been 11, 17 or 28. Next one is Kostas Tsimikas, which is 9 for a 1 to 3. 4 and 5, 13 or 6 is 19. Again, a lot of static. Sorry about that, everyone. Been shafted on the dice so far. Only 9 million for Kelleher.
It's an electronic dice. I'm just going to say I'm going to Las Vegas on Wednesday. And if any of the dealers try to pull this shit,
furious.
I'm going to have questions.
Back up, pop it with his fucking
house phone. Always wins, does it?